Welcome to Kingdome in Seattle, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Seattle Mariners. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Batting second. The second baseman, Jose Baez. Batting third. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Leroy Stanton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Stein. Batting sixth. The DH, Juan Bernhardt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Sexton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Glenn Abbott. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton fields it and throws to second for the out. McRae scores. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Baez catches it and throws to first to double up Cowens. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Collins reaches second base with a double. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Collins scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Cox and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Brett moves to second. It's 4-1, Royals. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Juan Bernhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhardt hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. LaHewitt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. LaHewitt reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaHewitt moves to third. Bill Laxton now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer fields it and throws to home to get LaHewitt. Cowens moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Brett. Cox moves to third. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Porter for a passed ball. Cox scores. Collins moves to second. It's 4-2, Royals. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0-for-1 in the game. Baez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of La Hewitt. Stanton reaches second base with a double. Collins scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 0-for-1 in the game. Stein is hit by the pitch. Larry Milburn pinch runs for Bill Stein. Juan Bernhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernhardt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanton scores. Milburn moves to third. Bernhardt moves to second. It's Royals, 4, Mariners, 4. Larry Gura now pitching. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of La Hewitt. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Milburn scores. Bernhardt scores. It's 6-4, Mariners. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 0-for-1 in the game. Sexton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Meyer scores. It's 7-4, Mariners. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mariners 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Larry Milburn now playing second base. Jose Baez now playing third base. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Patek reaches second base with a double. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Enrique Romo now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. White moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae is hit by the pitch. Patek scores. White moves to third. Brett moves to second. It's 7-5, Mariners. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. La Hewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-6, Mariners. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Meyer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. Two outs. It's Royals, 7, Mariners, 7. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 7. The Mariners will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0 for 2 in the game. Baez takes first base on ball 4. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. 2 outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanton hits a fly ball into left field. La Hewitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Mariners 7. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-7, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis strikes out. 1 out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Patek strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Cox and he is safe. White steals second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Brett reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 9-7, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Mariners 7. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Juan Bernhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhardt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bernhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Mariners 7. The Royals will come to bat. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. La Hewitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Mariners 7. The Mariners will come to bat. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sexton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Larry Cox. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Mariners 7. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Patek strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter scores. White moves to third. It's 10-7, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Mariners 7. The Mariners will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Mariners 7. The Royals will come to bat. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sexton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-4 in the game. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards third. Baez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Mariners 7. The Mariners will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn strikes out. One out. Juan Bernhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernhardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bernhardt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bernhardt moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Sexton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sexton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sexton hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Mariners 7. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-4 in the game. Otis bunts towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to first for the out. Porter moves to second. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Mariners 7. The Mariners will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Collins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Baez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baez is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Baez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Seattle Mariners, 7. Goodbye from Kingdome in Seattle.